Awaken, my knight. Oh, calmly now, calmly. Struggle as you might, I assure you, my bonds will hold. I've enough power yet in me to bind a single man. Though you aren't just any man, are you? If the heraldry on your armor is right, you're the champion of many a war against my people, and, doubtless, slayer of countless of my brethren. And yet, you saved me from that pyre, and from that mob that would have burned me at the stake for being born who I am. Curious, that. A knight such as yourself, saving a witch like me from the flames. They came upon me in a time of weakness, and they will pay dearly for that mistake. In time, that is. For now, I would repay you for your kindness. Your sword and your armor, they're safe. Your steed, he and I have become fast friends. I've always had a way with big, lumbering beasts. Which is why I think my wiles worked so well on you. Whether it has more to do with the way you're so crudely tied to scratch out the embles on your armor, or just the way your eyes look at me, even now, the truth is clear, as your not so little friend is making evident. There's more in your eyes than just hatred. Bravo, by the way. It would seem that the Creator has blessed you in more ways than one. I'll be having a lot of fun with that. With this. Oh, how you jump! And at merely a hand. One might think that you've never been touched before. To see your magnificent cock react so to my lightest touch. Let's see then, shall we? How it reacts to more diligent affection. Yes. I never thought of a man of your order could purr so sweetly. And yet, no matter how you fight it, I can see the way your eyes glass over. Hear the way your breaths deepen. And now, let me taste how sweet your surrender must be. You'd snap at me? I, who plucked those arrows from your side and closed your wounds. I, who guided you to safety in this forest clearing. I, who saved you from the brink of death. I, who has given you, if I might guess, more pleasure than you felt in your long life of hatred, of servitude, and of obedience. Very well, my knight. For you are mine, my love, and you must begin to accept that. If you will not let me taste you on your pious lips, let me taste you in a part of you that is much more honest. A mighty knight indeed. You grow still, even within the confines of my mouth. Oh, don't be so coy. I may look petite in my young body, but I assure you, this isn't my first attempt at breaking an honest man. This might be the first time it has been so easy, though. Your eagerness glistens and gleams. At your tip, lip a glazed lolly. Might I lick it clean, my knight? I'll take that tortured silence to mean a yes. Mm. Not just yet, my sweetling. Hold it in. Save it for me. Savor this ecstasy just a little longer. We mustn't let all of this sweet seed go to waste. You calm yourself and work your way back down that cliff you were just about to go leaping off of. Whilst you watch me undress and listen to my sordid secret. Oh, how those eyes follow me, glassy with dreams, heavy with a lust so forbidden, it makes your very soul quiver. You're so close to breaking for me, my sweet knight, so close to giving in. You can't look away, can you? I was not meant for these tattered rags, you know. This skin was meant for finer fabrics. This hair meant to be entwined with the rarest flowers, the sweetest scents. And even now, as I bear my everything to you, wholly and utterly yours to survey, your ire stays high, and your fires blow rage and still. For your obedience, my secret, and I trust you will guard it well. As I take my place atop you, my knight, I'll tell you the tale of a witch who uses magic long forgotten by her people, forbidden for ages among her kind. Hers is the magic that runs on the passion of lust. Fueled by the seed of men, she bends to her will. The twist? The purer the man, the more powerful she becomes. Now tell me, my brave, handsome knight. Tell me, as I slide this thickness of yours between my thighs and along this tiny, sobbing little slit, far too small for you. Tell me, who more pure than the most valiant of knights? What a lovely thrall you will make, slave to my whim, bent by my magic. I will be reborn in your corruption, my lover. Now, suffer my God's above, I've been this difficult before. Oh, my knight, you will ruin me with your sighs. However am I to know another man's, touch after, setting myself on yours. Finally, all of you is in all of me. Now then, my love, fret not about knights and witches, fours and orders, of flames and stakes. Let your world be this small space, and your heart speak not of vows and pledges of celibacy, but of truths and desires. Give yourself to me, knight, and I will make your world wondrous. So sweet. Yes. So damn good. My knight. You draw close. But I don't think I'm done with you quite yet. I feel the fires rise within you, and yet... Oh! Oh! My bonds! Oh, but they were perfect! How could... You're so strong! Oh, such a man, but... Please, please... Oh, don't stop, please! Don't stop! Oh! Oh! Oh, yes! Yes! Yes, my knight! Yes! Found me! Oh, ravage me! Use me as you would! Oh, a lifetime of celibacy! And give it to me! Oh, surrender to me and make me yours! Oh, yes! Gentler! Oh, knight! Oh! Ever reached so deep before? Yes, oh, yours, yours, yeah. Oh God! Oh, forgive me. Oh, I've never sinned so sweetly. Yes, all of it. Give me all of it, please. Drive it in. Oh, every last drop. Oh, yes. Oh, let not a single drip of that precious seed fall to the forest. I wanted all of it. Mine. Oh, mine, mine. Oh, oh my knight. Oh. You've power left in you yet. And more trickery than I thought you're capable of. I'm glad you didn't pull away, and that even now you hold me to you. I will be yours. I think I've decided not to make you my thrall. I will take your pledge and bind you by your word, not by my spell. So long as you vow yourself to me, utterly and entirely, then this sweetness you... still drive into will always be yours. And that precious cock of yours will always be mine. What say you, my knight? Do we have an accord?